we have a lot going on and a lot to see. Many different and varied shows, take it from me. Any night of the week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, there's fun to be had. May I suggest that you invest some time? You'll be glad you did, and take a good look. Come on then, take a good look at yourself. Come on, my friend, why don't you unbend? Get off that shelf. There's music, comedy, drama, news, all kinds of shows for you to choose. You'll find them right, quite a sight, on ABC this coming year. Give a listen, my friends, and I'll tell you about the shows that are back on ABC. There's Wagon Train, Ben Casey, the Patty Duke Show, and you'll also see McHale's Navy, Burt's Law, Farmer's Daughter, and Jimmy Dean, my three sons, Adonis Reed Show, and I'm sure you'll be glad to know that Ozzie and Harriet are back, and so is Lawrence Welk, and The Fugitive once more is on the run. The Hollywood Palace, Flintstones 2, Outer Limits, I'm telling you, there's something on each night for everyone. You'll find that there's a lot that's going on ABC this season. Right here on this channel you will view not only your very, very favorite shows, but a lot of new ones too.
New ones too, new ones too, new ones too.
There will be Sunday night at the movies, a show called Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea. No time for sergeants, combat and tycoons,
and the big Bronzy show.
That's me. There will be 12 o'clock high and Mickey Rooney too. Peyton Plake,
Mark 1 and 2,
Johnny Quest, Wendy and me, Shindig, Broadside, the Addams Family.
What an exciting season this will be. I say let's spend our time on ABC. I say
ABC right here.
They're unknown on this channel, so have no fear. You're easy for me, boring, that we guarantee. Sit back, relax, enjoy the show. There's a lot for you to see.
On ABC,
on ABC,
on ABC,
there's a lot for you to see.
Tomorrow, ABC's wide world of entertainment gets underway with some brand new shows. One of those new shows is the Mickey Rooney Show.
Hey!
Careful, steady, everybody duck.
Thank you, Bing.
Miguelito,
thank you very much.
You're going to be on Wednesdays, is that Mick?
Right, and I have a wonderful cast to round out my TV family.
Who's featured?
I've got Emmeline Henry, who plays my wife,
Brando.
And my son, Tim.
Tim's
has
in
a
there?
Very difficult role, Bing. He plays my son,
he
Tim.
He can handle it, though.
Little Brian Nash. And of course, Sammy Tong plays the concierge, the head man who runs our Marina Palms Hotel.
I understand. Yes. Now, and the name of the show is...
Don't tell me.
Mickey.
It's called Mickey. How'd you guess it?
Well, I think it's a very inventive title, Mitch.
call it Irving, but it was silly to do it.
That was...
Yeah. Well, we have...
Tell me, how did you arrive at the title?
Well, we had a lot of meetings.
Naturally.
On it, that's all. But don't
Search
knock it,
Mitch. Depth.
Right. I heard the title of your new show.
How did that leak out? We were being so cozy about it.
Leak out?
Yes.
What, the Bing Crosby show?
Well, I think it's clever.
Yes. Well, tell me, is it a musical series?
No, it's a comedy series.
Comedy series?
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you realize that by doing a comedy series, Bing, that this may be your very last chance to do songs, etc., musical numbers on TV?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yes.
Forgot all about it.
Yes.
Maybe that's why they're letting me do the series.
Would you like to do a song right now?
Why not?
Well, may I join you?
No. What if I say no?
We'd have to change the arrangement.
I see. A musical theme, set your heart
a simple
dream, and won't you play me some rap
melody
and change that classical
line.
Drag.
Hold it just
you
a moment.
Wait, I'm going.
I'm
swinging, Mick.
Just a minute. We're a little thin.
A little lacy?
Yes.
You should augment.
I think that we need a little more grouping here. Is there anything around that can embellish?
Well, I tell you, we have another new show going on, No Time for Sergeants.
No time.
In that thing, they introduce a young fella named Sammy Jackson.
Sammy Jackson.
Old man. What is that? Hello, huh?
Sammy, you stand right there by Maestro Bing, and we're going to sing.
Now, wait just a minute.
This whole...
Whoop, time, Mick, time. We have a little time for sergeants
I'm
here,
sorry,
so come on, Sam. Tell us about your show.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, listen.
No Time for Sergeants is based on the hit Broadway play, and it's all about a recruit in the United States Air Force. And I'm very proud to be a member of this series, and I'm especially proud to be on ABC.
Chinese, my friend. Shall we get on with the song now? Right, here we go. Right. And
you play a simple, won't you play me some melody? And change that classical my mother to some sweet music.
Hold it.
What's the matter?
What's wrong?
We're still skinny.
I like it.
We're thin. We need something to...
Well,
to
there's another brand new show. I've got another brand new show.
A new
it's called
show?
Valentine's Day. Uh-huh. And it stars Tony Franciosa.
Tony Franciosa. I wonder what he means by that. No, kidding aside, listen, we're glad to have you with us. Are you ready to sing?
Sing?
Wait a minute.
Yes,
Just a minute. Valentine's Day is a new comedy series. Is that right, Tony?
Yeah, it is, Bing. Thank
tell
you very much.
A new comedy series?
Yes,
a new comedy
tell
series. That's right. It's kind of a romantic comedy. No, it's not kind of a romantic comedy. It is a romantic comedy.
What do you play, Tony?
Well, I play a bachelor who has a lot of fun and a lot of romance, and there's a lot of parties, and in essence, that's Valentine's Day.
That sounds like New Year's Eve. So, are you ready to sing?
Sing?
Yes.
No, well, you know I don't sing.
Oh, come on.
No, I
fake
sing.
Fake it. I've been doing it for years. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Ready? Yeah.
Musical Dean, set your heart in a free simple, you play simple, and change that classic time to some sweet, beautiful
rap. Oh, what's the matter?
What's the matter? We're going great.
We're beautiful.
We ain't got it.
What do you need? What's the matter?
No, we just haven't got it.
Well, there's another new show called Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea.
Don't tell me that we have singing fishes.
No. We got the two stars from the show, though. Richard Basehart and David Hedison.
The biggest.
Yeah. Come on, boys.
Come on, fellas. Now, here we go. We're getting ready.
Wait a minute. Wait, we want to hear about their new... Let's hear the stuff about
I'm
the
sorry.
Show.
It's not easy to talk about, Bing.
It's indescribable, Bing. You have to see it to believe it.
Yeah, sometimes I don't even believe it.
Well, can't you tell us anything about the show?
Well, you see, this submarine, they're called the Sea...
Oh, come on. And come on, will you? I mean, you know, let's not give them a whole beginning.
The beginning. Speaking of beginnings, gentlemen, shall we start to begin the ending of the beginning? And
musical theme, set your heart in a simple
melody.
Here.
And I'm ready to my father's beautiful rag.
And if you play for
that,
get on my arm. And that's just
simple.
I want to listen to rag. This is one of ABC's bright spots, Patty Duke. Patty's show is going to be back this year on Wednesday. Makes your second year, right, Patty?
That's right. It's your first, isn't it?
Uh-huh. I catch you on. You just didn't come here to say hello, did you? You're going to give me some advice, huh?
Oh, I wouldn't exactly call it advice. But it might be wise to accept some information that's the result of someone's experience.
Oh?
Experience you may lack.
Oh, well, I'm eager. I'm eager for your sage and considered counsel, dear lady. Direct me.
You've got to appeal to the teenage audience.
Well, I try in every way I can. Gary let me have his Honda. Phil let me use his surfboard. Hope gives me all his old used beat-up Beatle records. And last night I saw Muscle Beach Party 5 times at a drive-in. Does that handle it?
Not exactly. I meant you've got to appeal to the teenager, not be one.
Oh, well, let's see now. You're a teenager, right?
Well... Do I look like a teenager?
Oh, no. You look like a young lady.
Thank you. Do I act like a teenager?
Not at all. You act like a young lady.
Well, do I dressed like a teenager?
Certainly not tonight. No, you look lovely.
Those are the clues.
Yeah, but what do they mean?
I'm a teenager.
All right, you're a teenager. Now, do I appeal to you?
Yes, but I haven't seen your show yet.
Well, you watch it, will you?
I sure
will. Be sure and let me know how we do, huh?
Of course.
Thank you, honey.
You're welcome. Good night, Mr. Crosby.
Good night, Patty.
New thing. You'll be seeing it this year, that's all.
What is it called?
It's called the Shindig.
Yeah?
Big show. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a winner, I'll tell you that.
What's the dance called? What's it called, the dance?
It's called a W-A-T-U-S-I who Watusi. Watusi. Yeah, it's a new thing.
New
They're
thing.
They're going to be doing all the new things this year, babe.
Better get this old thing out of this new thing. I won't be able to continue. David Jansen, what are you doing back there with those Shindig kids?
Well, you know, being a fugitive, you can't be too choosy where you hide out. You
hide,
know,
I guess not. Hide behind me.
Oh, no. Hey, you fellas both have new series this year, right?
That's right.
That's right, Dave.
Yes.
And they're both comedy series, right?
Well, we hope so. But, we hope they're comedic. Yes.
There's no conflict. No conflict there at all. No problem, because Mickey and I are, well, we're sort of different.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. You see, Dave, it's more or less a question of style. Everyone is different, right, Bing?
Sure.
Everyone doesn't have it, though.
Style?
Style? Yeah. Style. You know, that sounds like a music cue. Shall we tell him about it? We'll tear him about it.
You've either got or you haven't got style. If you've got it, you stand out a mile.
Wait a minute.
A flower's not a flower if it's wilted. A hat's not a hat till it's tilted.
Gotta tilt the skimmer.
You've either got or you haven't got class.
How it draws the applause of the mass.
Wear lapels like the swellest of swell. You can pass any mirror and smile.
You've either got or you haven't got.
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 Got
style
or you haven't got.
Style
or you haven't got.
Style. If you got it, it stands out of mind.
Got it, it stands out of mind.
Or you stand out of mind.
When you wear those duds, duds with white tie and studs, watch those dolls lining up single
file.
Got it,
or you haven't got.
Got or you haven't got.
Got or you haven't got.
Got or you haven't got.
I was looking for a hiding place, and Bing told me to come out here. Thanks a lot, Bing. So while I'm hiding here, you see, let me tell you about another new ABC show, Peyton Place. Every Tuesdays and Thursdays, you'll see it brought to television in two continuing half hours. Peyton Place with powerful dramatic stories. And of course, this year, you'll see many of your old familiar faces on ABC. Returning this week will be the Donna Reed Show. And of course, Fred McMurray and my three sons, Ozzie and Harriet, and Ben Casey will be back this season on Mondays. Now, these are just a few of your old favorites.
Well, David, speaking of old favorites, I'm back with someone very special. Huh? Yes, this is the star of the new George Byrne show, Wendy and Me, Miss Connie Stevens. Huh?
Oh, Connie.
David, you know Connie's a wonderful actress. We know that, and she's a charming comedian. But that's not all.
Don't stop now, please, Bing. I just love the way he talks. He has such a way with words.
Yeah. Go on, Bing.
Well, you should see her sing and dance. How about it, Connie?
I'd love to if you fellas would just stop talking about me. Goodbye, Bing. Bye, David.
All right. Right. We'll clam right up. Yeah. Goodbye, Connie.
Hello, Connie. Well, hello, Connie. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Connie. We can tell, Connie. You're still glowing, you're still crowing, you're still going strong.
When I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock me in the cradle in them old cotton fields back home. When I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock me in the cradle in them old cotton fields back home. 'Cause when them cotton balls get rotten, you can't pick very much cotton in them old. Just about a mile from a Texarkana, in them old, old cotton fields back home.
Fields are back
veteran of the Tuesday night ratings, that salty old sea dog of the ABC airwaves, Lieutenant Commander Quentin McHale himself, Ernie Borgnine. Well,
Oh, I wish they'd
I must tell you something, Ernie. You one guy that I didn't figure would put on a tuxedo tonight. I thought the only thing that could get you out of uniform would have to be a good hot shot.
Oh, no, Bing. No. Once I leave the studio, man, I'm strictly civilian.
You do?
In fact, this is the way I always like to dress.
Oh, well, I'm really impressed, Ernie. I really am. Somehow I figured that you'd have to be Navy all the way.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's strictly a press agent's dream, man. When I leave the McHale's Navy set, that's it. As far as I'm concerned, it's just another, job.
Oh, I see. Whoop.
Thank you, James. Thank you. My butler.
Oh, your butler.
Excuse me.
Yes, go right ahead.
Have a Kale the Red Dog. Yes, come in. Oh, yes, sir, Captain. Yes, sir. Jump into your house. Yes, sir. Right away, sir. Over and out, sir. All right, boys. Man the mic booms. I've battened down the cameras.
You're a civilian, old buddy.
Oh, no. Stand back, boy. I just got orders from my commanding officer. All stations on deck. All stations, please.
Wait a minute. You're flipping, Ernie.
Will you man the lights and straighten up the cue cards for heaven's sake? Zero hour in 5 seconds. Now, 5, 4,
Ernie,
3,
wait,
2, 1. Blast off,
Ernie. What?
It's a station break.
Oh, my Lord. I thought we were being attacked by the Peacock from the other network.
Now, back to ABC's Wide World of Entertainment.
A touch of glamour enhances proceedings of this character, and we have the glamorous farmer's daughter, Miss Inger Stevens. There you are. You see now how they keep them down on the farm after watching TV. Inger, the farmer's daughter will be back on the air this season on Fridays, right?
That's right, Bing. We've had a wonderful first season, and the next one looks just as exciting. Although I must say I'm envious of you.
Why?
The thrill of starting a brand new series.
Oh, here it comes.
What?
A little advice, right?
Right, Bing. Now, my advice is simple. Hmm? Never listen to any advice from anybody.
That's very wise. I'll do that.
Oh, Bing, I just told you, don't take any advice from anybody.
So?
That includes me. Now you forget everything I told you.
Okay.
And good luck.
Thank you, Inger.
Good night.
Good luck to you. Good night. You know, another one of your big favorites is going to be back on Saturdays. The show with the engaging and exciting personalities, Outer Limits. Oh, nice. I kind of had a hunch you were going to show up. I suppose you have some advice for me, right? You don't like my makeup. To tell you the truth, I'm not completely captivated with yours. Oh, you're not wearing any. So long, pal. See you on the golf course. Here's the monster, huh? At 8:30 Friday, time for togetherness and harmony between you and a remarkable family. The Adams family is a typical suburban family living in a typical suburban neighborhood. All the families on the block are pretty average. Here's the postman. He's pretty average, too. Oh, that's the Adams mailbox. And that's Mr. Adams. Like his neighbors, he likes to keep his little corner of suburbia looking sharp. And that's Morticia, Mrs. Adams. She's the green thumb of the family. Everyone says she's made her little hothouse like a corner of suburbia.
Oh, the thorns are so much larger this fall.
Lovely, Morticia. You have such a way with roses.
So this is where the Adams family lives?
Yeah. You going in there?
I'm the truant officer. They've got two kids who have never set foot in school.
Good luck, Charlie.
Mr. Adams.
Mr. Adams, I'm Sam Hilliard from the Sherwood School.
How do you do, Mr. Hilliard?
I just stopped by to talk to you about... They're going to crash.
You think so, huh?
Well, as you can see, the Adamses are a fun family. Oh, on the surface, there may be certain amusing differences, but deep down, the Adams families are like your family. Deep down. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir, that's the Adams family, starring Carolyn Jones as Morticia and John Astin as Gomez. Now, if they shook you up a little, why, just relax, calm down, be serene, sit back, and enjoy this message. On Sundays, another old favorite returns. Gene Barry on Wagon Train. Tell me, where are John McIntyre and Bob Fuller?
They're driving around in my Rolls Royce.
How come?
Well, I was leaving the set of my Burke's Law show.
That's on Wednesdays this season, right?
That's right, Bing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I was leaving the set, and I ran into Bob Fuller and John McIntyre. We got into a game of cards, and I won.
Wait a minute. They got the Rolls Royce, and you won?
Yes, but this came fully equipped.
Equipped?
Yeah.
Oh?
Equipment. And I only had a pair of jacks.
I don't know. I can't stand up.
Would you like to take a spin in my wagon?
Well, I'd like to go racing with some of the drag that set. Here we go. Wagon ho! Ho!
So long, Bing. Drive carefully and watch yourself on the freeways. Oh, I forgot. Bing has his own freeway. It runs between his house and his bank. Oh, he's got everything, that man. But then, so have I. Only he's got more. Let's face it, having everything doesn't make life a little easier. But even if you don't have everything, don't worry about it. Life is just a bowl of cherries. Don't take it serious. Life's too mysterious. You work, you save, you worry so, but you can't take your dough when you go. Keep repeat, it's the berries. The strongest oak must fall. The sweet things in life to you were just loan. So how can you lose what you've never owned? Life is just a bowl of cherries. So live and laugh at it all. Life is just a bowl of cherries. So live expensively. To own a yacht and a Rolls isn't hard. You can charge them all on your credit card. Money, I mean, is only necessary if you're another me. Your boyfriend may leave. Why end your life? You don't have to grieve. You may still be his wife all life. Just a bowl of cherries. So live and laugh. So live and laugh. Just laugh and eat
Gene, thank you very much. Now, let me tell you about some more of ABC's shows this season. There's a new series on Fridays called 12 O'Clock High. Yes, I think they're coming over now. Can we get a shot of those planes?
Bingo.
Goodbye, Bob. You know, there's another new action series coming up on Fridays. It's an animated show, Johnny Quest, by Hanna and Barbera. Incidentally, their Flintstones will be returning on Thursday. And another exciting show, of course, Combat. Oh, gee whiz, Combat, 12 o'clock high, no time for sergeants, McHale's Navy... And the fella I'm about to introduce, just take him for instance. He's one of the stars of a new series called Broadside, about the Navy. And here's Broadside's base commander, Edward Andrews.
Hiya, Bing.
Hiya, Nick.
Hey.
Tell me a little about Broadside, huh?
Well, this one is about waves, Bing.
Yeah, waves.
And when they show up on our base, we remember what we were fighting for.
Very nice.
Well, not quite. There's one of these waves that gives me a lot of trouble. But I outrank her.
Well, that's good.
No, it isn't. I outrank her, she outsmarts me.
Oh, I see. That. Who plays this wave?
A young lady that practically grew up in television, Bing. I know you know her, Kathleen Nolan.
Well, of course, Kathleen Nolan. From The Real McCoys, a lot of other shows,
sure,
too.
Sure. Well, Kathleen will be on our show every week.
Uh-huh.
She's sort of a permanent wave.
Oh, well, I wouldn't give a joke like that even to Bob Hope, you know that?
Hey, look there, Bing. Well, there's our wave. That's Kathleen Nolan.
That's a wave? She's out of uniform.
I mean, she's off duty. It's against regulations to sing in uniform.
Kathy sings, too?
Well, it's sort of a change of pace for Kathleen.
We know that.
We know her as an actress, but now suddenly we discover she sings.
Oh, well, let us écouter, eh?
I wanted the music to play on forever. Have I stayed too long at the fair? I wanted the clown to be constantly clever. Have I stayed too long at the fair? I bought the blue ribbons to tie up my hair. But I couldn't find anybody to care. The merry-go-round is beginning to slow now. Have I stayed too long at the fair? The music has stopped, and the children must go. Have I stayed too long at the fair? Love, love, when you're in love, the world is your balloon. Rain is confetti rain, the moon's a lantern moon. Worms aren't quick lights in the clover, for they know life's a bang-up show. Why should it hurt us? Ain't it a circus? Yours is the gate that swings to clowns and tinkerbells. Yours is the hope on wings, the heart on carousel. Yours is the on a summer afternoon. For when girl loves boy,
of the Midway are fading above me. Have I stayed too long in the sand? There's nothing to win, and there's no one to want me. Have I stayed too long at the fair?
Story time. Now let me tell you a little tale. Once upon a time, there was a typical American girl who happened to bump into a typical red-blooded American boy. And she bumped into him. And bumped into him, so they decided they'd better sit down and talk this thing over before they had an accident. They became good friends, and they found they had a lot of interest in common. Radio, television, trains. And when the boy found the girl attractive, desirable, irresistible, he did what any red-blooded American boy would do. He asked her to marry him. They had a typical wedding, went on a typical honeymoon, in a typical bridal suite. Except, it so happens that this girl is a witch.
You're a what?
I am a witch. A real, house-haunting, broom-riding, cauldron-stirring witch.
Would you mind moving that ashtray?
I have to.
You're a witch, all right.
How would you like to spend your wedding night with a bullfrog? You wouldn't dare. Or a Shetland pony. You've always wanted one. One of those nice, fuzzy little things. Mother, don't you understand? I'm happy with him.
Don't talk to your mother like that. I'll tell you when you're happy.
Darren! Charlie! Anne! Is this your little bride? How do you do? Oh, why, Darren, she's sweet. Maybe I should have dressed...
Oh, not at all, dear. You look sweet.
John, will you take Mrs. Stevens... sweater.
Oh, yes. Wait till you see the Mercedes I had sent over from Europe. It's simply gorgeous. Reminds me of the one we looked at in California. Oh, by the way, Gregor is in town, so don't plan to be home early for dinner Wednesday night. He's having in a few close friends to show his new paintings, and you must come. Show me what to buy. I'll pick you up at the office at 6.
You beat
it. Here. Let me help you.
Dick York and Agnes Moorhead. It'll be seen Thursdays this season. How about that witchcraft, though? Isn't that something? How'd she do that? Nothing happens for me.
Let's see. I'll try something bigger.
Jimmy Dean, it worked.
This is a long way from the South 40. How in the heck did I get here?
Well, I was just trying a little black magic, Jim.
Well, I kick around at Stardust once in a while, too, but nothing like this ever happened.
Listen, your show's going to be back on Thursdays, I take it?
Don't take it. I'm just getting used to it, Jim. I'd like to, if I can. But I'll tell you what I would appreciate.
What?
Would you be so kind, sir, as to kind of help me warm up for the coming season?
Why, you darn tootin', what'll it be?
Huh? Anything in the world,
sir. Well, how about a different sound? You know, kind of give the Mitch and the band a little rest.
Why not? Yeah?
I got it, an accordion.
Good deal. Yeah. You got one?
Do we have one? Will the accordion player step out here, please?
Look at here.
There he is. You know, Lawrence is going to be back on Saturday nights again this season. Say, how many years does this make for you, Larry?
This is my 10, Bing.
10 years. Just a moment now. I don't want any advice from you.
Well, I'll take a tad of that advice. I mean, you're starting a comedy series, but old Dean's still kicking around at a music show.
You'd like the good word, huh?
Yes, I would.
The happy scam?
Yes.
Tell him, Lawrence.
Gentlemen, I have something to say to both of you.
What?
A one, a two.
There's a garden, what a garden, only happy faces bloom there, and there's never any room there for a worry or a gloom there.
There's music, there's dancing, and lots of sweet romancing, and when they play the polka, well, they all get in the swing.
Every time they hear that oompa,
well, everybody feels so tra-la-la.
They want to throw their cares away.
They all go la-di-a-di-a.
Then they hear a rumble on the floor.
That's the big surprise they're waiting for.
And all the couples form a ring.
For miles around you'll hear them sing. Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun. Roll out the barrel. We'll put the blues on the run. Sing, boom, ta-ra-ra. Ring out a song of cheer. Now it's time to roll the barrel, for the gang's all here.
Hey, Larry!
Time to roll a barrel for the game.
You know, every golfer has his favorite green. And my favorite green is right over here. It's the green on the good old Quaker State sign. It tells me where to buy the quality motor oil that's years ahead. Quaker State. Quaker State is made from the finest Pennsylvania-grade crude oil and fortified with special Quaker State additives for added engine protection. That's why it's famous as the best engine life preserver for your car. Quaker State motor oil keeps your car on the road and out of the repair shop. Really saves you money. What's more, you tame turnpikes and heavy city traffic, plus it keeps your car running young. Take my advice, friends. Quaker State your car for the very finest engine protection. Be sure to always ask for Quaker State Motor Oil by name. Get it wherever you see this green and white sign of quality. Remember, Quaker State your car to keep it running young. Quite needless, of course, to tell you folks that this gentleman is Walter Brennan.
Well, now, Bing, if you didn't have to tell him, why did you?
All right, I'll take it back. This is not Walter Brennan.
Oh, thanks. You can't tell him about my new series, though.
Well, I'd be happy to. It's called Tycoon. It'll be on every Tuesday night this season. Right, Walter? And you play the tycoon, naturally.
Yes, I play the tycoon, Bing, a man who came up from the ranks to become head of the company. The board wants me to retire, but they don't know how old I am, and I won't tell them.
Walter, you're too young to retire on the screen, television, real life, or in any activity.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way, Bing, because I love my work.
You're a 3-time Academy Award winner, aren't you?
Now, why'd you bring that up?
Well, I'm not trying to embarrass you or anything like that, Walter, but I do have a genuine reason. I want to talk about movies, and ABC has them.
Yes, sir, I know that, on Sunday nights.
That's right, the Sunday night movie. Well, you see some of the pictures coming up. Would you like to see some of the trailers?
Are you in any of them?
Well, could be. Just
well, let's watch them.
Let's watch them, yeah.
Every Sunday night on ABC, the Sunday Night Movie will bring you great motion pictures, including these award-winning and record-breaking attractions. Bob Hope and Bing Crosby, greater than ever in The Road to Hong Kong. Judgment at Nuremberg with one of the greatest casts ever assembled. A Hole in the Head, starring the one and only Frank Sinatra. Yul Brynner and Tony Curtis star in Taras Bulba. Watch for Betty Davis and Glenn Ford in Pocket Full of Miracles. Another epic film, Exodus. Clark Gable and Marilyn Monroe in The Misfits. The Vikings. 1, 2, 3. The Miracle Worker. Tony Curtis, Jack Lemmon and Marilyn Monroe in Some Like It Hot, the Sunday Night Movie.
Well, there's one more show coming back this season, and it takes place right where I'm standing, on Saturday nights. It's the ABC Hollywood Palace.
The Hollywood Palace presents all the galas on ABC. It's worth a day to see all the billions on your TV. They're starting their dance, can they give you a glance how it used to be? And he's coming back for you. And let me tell you that you'll find a new season will be very pleasing and lots of fun. The show's open to all at one point of view to please everyone. You'll find every Monday from Monday to Sunday, that's what we've done for you. This year on ABC, there are all kinds of shows, drama, music, comedy. Every show is as exciting as can be. Any night, take your pick, there's nothing to it, here's the trick. All you have to do is turn to ABC. The ABC network will make you forget work and you'll agree. The season ahead will be just like I said for the family. We like you to make it a habit, don't break it, and you'll be glad to be tuned to ABC. I said ABC. I said ABC. I said ABC.
There's our wide world of entertainment. And starting tomorrow, it'll be here for you to enjoy every night of the week, all season long on ABC. See you around your living room, huh? Good night.
ABC's Wide World of Entertainment has been brought to you by Quaker State Motor Oil, the engine life preserver for your car. Quaker State, your car, to keep it running young. And by Chemstrand, division of Monsanto. Chemstrand, makers of fibers for the way we live today. Cunilof nylon and Aqualan fibers. This is Dick Tufeld speaking.
The Los Angeles Coliseum is our next stop in California. Stay tuned for the final track and field trials for the United States Olympic team next on ABC.